Okay, good evening everybody. As mentioned, I wanted to discuss a little bit about Lag BaOmer, which is tomorrow night. And one of those Yomim Tovim, which are in certain circles highly celebrated, certainly by the Hasidim and the Sfarim in particular, especially for an Eretz Yisrael, there will be many years, last year's actually, just to talk about what 1 year does in the history of Jewish people, usually about 500,000 Jews go to Meron and Sfat. Last year they had like 40 because of Hezbollah. Like a year ago, because of Hezbollah, they were worried about missiles, and Hezbollah was an imminent threat. They were shooting missiles every single day in northern Israel, and they were worried about being a target. They basically shut it down. And now, a year later, what's Hezbollah? Like, what Hashem, what a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've been wiped out. They were wiped out within like a few weeks with beepers, and their leaders being killed, and their leadership. It's such a ma'olam ha'apach, but that's just the Baruch Hashem. We still have a lot more Yeshuas for the Geulas. By the way, one of the greatest sages, Rav Moshe Wolfson, passed away shortly after Lag BaOmer. He said in Lag BaOmer, I have the recording of it, that he is positive that they're going to get a divine punishment of Hezbollah for what they did to on Lag BaOmer. For the Rajbi, Shimon Bar Yochai is going to be Tovei and Shemayim, and they're going to get a patch, and it's going to happen soon. That's shortly after they would be crushed and killed and maimed. They're not totally disappeared, but they're totally, we're living in a totally different world of what happened. But suffice to say, Lag BaOmer in certain circles is heavily celebrated. In others, it's because there's no lulav or no esrog, or there's no, not like you can't do malacha like on Shabbos, and there's no even jelly donuts. I mean, you don't have like in Hanukkah, hey, jelly donuts or cheesecake. There's no food which is necessarily particular to Lag BaOmer. So a boxer, but it's not really. It's possible that for some people, Lag BaOmer Chas V'Shalom becomes a regular day. Where you just don't say tachanun, or you go to a bonfire and roast marshmallows or have some chicken like that's something so special because you saw a fire, which means something to it perhaps. But Lag BaOmer has a tremendous amount of depth. It's a tremendous time of Yeshua's. Maybe I'll send some people some stuff after the shiur. It's not the focus of our shiur tonight. Type of redemption, type of tremendous night to say Tehillim, to connect to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, a day where we celebrate that. It's unclear, is it because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, some people say it's not true that he died as they revealed the Zohar, but certainly it's a day where we celebrate the Zohar, celebrate Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's only a day where Rabbi Kiva, Talmidim stopped dying, which Rabbi Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But it's a day where the level of we celebrate, and this is many hundreds of years, the Ur of Torah, the light of Torah, and in particular, we go to the Kever of Shemir Chai. So for you and I, what should we be doing Lag BaOmer? Well, first of all, it's to recognize the power of it, but also there's a tremendously auspicious day to say Tehillim and to Daven, tremendous auspicious day to delve deeper into levels of Torah. So if you're not a person who's learning the Zohar or Kabbalah, open up the Ramchal or a book which has some depth to it, and many people will look to celebrate, even to dance, to feel Hashem's love on this day. All kinds of Shemir. So I wanted to do a very brief piece. Actually, I saw that many years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I did a piece of the Siva Shalom. I looked on my website to make sure I'm not doing anything about the Siva Shalom. We did not do this piece of the Siva Shalom. And we're going to do a little section about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So let's look in Shabbos, because we're connected to Shabbos, of course. That's what we're learning. So, Isa B'Zara HaKadosh. B'Zara says the following thing. Rabbi Huda Kare Lei Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Kiva, right, days of spiritual end, loses 24,000 Talmidim. He rebuilds all of his students and we're all products of the five great students of Rabbi Akiva. All of Torah Shabbat Peh, all of our Masorah tradition happened to these five students primarily. Right? famous Rabbi Meir Baal Ness, Rabbi Meir, he's buried on by Tveria. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli was one of the five, one of the big five. And another one of the big five is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is called Shabbos. Okay? So once Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he is called Shabbos. That's what the Zohar says. Dichsiv, why is he called Shabbos? Why is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai called Shabbos? Dichsiv, Shabbos la Hashem, Kodesh Hashem. It's Shabbos la Hashem. It's the Sabbath, and it's for Hashem, and it's holy, sanctified for Hashem. It says, "Af Rabbi Shimon Shabbos." So too, Rabbi Shimon is Shabbos la Hashem Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon is for a Shabbos, is a Shabbos for Hashem, which is holy, which is sanctified. V'yesh Lomer. So what does that mean exactly? It's like Shabbos is holy and to Hashem, and so Shimon is holy and for Hashem. It says, the pasuk says about Shabbos, "Shmartem es Shabbos." You should be careful to keep the laws of the Shabbos. Ki kodesh hi lachem, because Shabbos is holy to you. Shabbos is the makor of, which we've been speaking about for many months, is the source of all holiness, kedusha, and the kedusha and holiness. The Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, explains in Mesilas Yesharim in the 26th parak, "Diyesh madrega shel tahara." It's a level of purity. What's holiness? It's a level of purity. Shupurish machumris. You're leaving just the material, corporal world. Diyesh madrega shel kedusha. Shachilaso, and there's a level of holiness where you're eating, where you're showering, where you're bathing, everything that you're doing, your job, your exercise, your breaks, you know, taking a break, wherever that may be, or your hobby, is all sanctified to Hashem, like a korban, oila, like a whole burnt offering, which is all to Hashem, or like a kohen gadol, which a kohen gadol offers. That's the Mechal says this, that your person can become so heilig, so holy, so kaddish, where everything that you're doing is connected to Hashem in the deepest way. And the Mechal, and that's what the Mechal says. And that says the Nesiva Shalom, it says that v'shmartem es Shabbos, ki kaddish hi lachem, Shabbos is holy for you, lachem, for you. Shabbos is, the Makor is a source of kedusha, of holiness, ad sha'afilu kol inyani lachem. Everything you do, Shabbos. Let's Shabbos. That's everything that you do. What we do, ha'inyanim ha'gashmi. When we eat on Shabbos, when we sleep, if a person's intimate, right? If a person, walk. Everything about it. It when you sing, it's all sanctified. And the kiddush. Right, if you eat a chulent on the weekday, first of all, it doesn't taste good. I'm a big believer chulent does not taste good. Two things you can never eat on a weekday. Chulent, unless you're a bacher, and gefilte fish. You ever try eating gefilte fish in the week? It's like mamish painful. Right? When Shabbos doesn't just taste good, it's holy. Right? It's sanctified. It's almost like a korban. Right? If you have the right intent. That's what it means. Shabbos is kodesh, so to do Shabbos is kodesh. Why is that? Because everything about Shabbos allows and empowers us to connect to Hashem on the highest levels. So to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the primary author of the Zohar, for the 13 years, we know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spends the 13 years in a cave hiding with his son from the Romans who had a death sentence on him. And there, it's there where he gets his highest levels of understanding of Torah and the Gemara on Shabbos. Those 13 years is in the cave. He purified himself and his body. Everything that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did was halig, was kaddish. Where we can call Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Zohar calls him Rabbi Yehuda, his contemporary, his peer, his friend, student of Akiva. By the way, we usually pass in the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda over. Over Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Yehuda says Shimon Bar Yochai Shabbos. The darga zu laHashem kodesh is a bechina of olam atikun, to be totally kodesh. Like Shabbos, we know is like the world to come, right? Shimon Bar Yochai was like a, so to speak, like the fixed world, a masakin world, the world where, you know, where everything is, it was the real Tikkun Olam, not the Bay Area Tikkun Olam, not the Krum Tikkun Olam, like, you know, where the real world is rectified. Like a level of Adam before the sin, before the world was contaminated spiritually, before everything changed after the sin on the first day of creation, man. So Azen Nemar Nas Adam, because that's why I said, let us make man. The Talmud says that when Shimon Yochai and his son of Elazar came out of the cave after all those original 12 years, Chazu Inche, they saw people, the Kakarbe Vezari, they were threshing their fields, they were plowing their fields, they were planting in their fields, and they were so bothered. I mean, Menicha Chayal Oilam, they're sitting there worrying about this, you know, about guilt, about money, about the physical, about the mundane. That's what it's about. And that's the thing. They thought they fixed the world. Now, Adam before the sin, his main job was to connect to Hashem on the highest levels. They thought the world was fixed. It shouldn't be just focusing on the finite, the temporary, the mundane. And the Baskel said, you coming to destroy my world. In other words, they were going to destroy these people. I said, the world is not fixed. Maybe you got it fixed, but you then had to go back for a year. And so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai actually got to the level to appreciate where he was and where the world was. Or Yesh Lomar. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is a level where everything is fixed. Or Yesh Lomar Bezeh, Apiyam Mavur Lamayla, Shemidosha Sharajbi, that the level of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Bechinus Ayin. Which actually connects to what we're talking about in Shabbos Malchus. He was so purified, Shazakha Elav Achash, after the 13 years, where he was just a reflection of Hashem. He was nothing. There was not one iota, one piece of him that was about him. It was all about being a conduit for Hashem. He had the tachlis of Bittul, of Ke'ayim Ve'efes. And that's exactly what Shabbos is, by the way. Like Nesiva Shalom is going to say a little bit like Shabbos Machsa. Kitachas HaShabbos, the real thing about Shabbos is that we should be connected to Hashem. We should be following and keeping Hashem. So you can't do what you... I mean, obviously, it's interconnected, but it's not about what you want on Shabbos. It's what Shabbos, you know, dictates. Kitach HaShabbos, Shihu Yidav HaShem, Bechiz Beinu Ben Yisrael, Oysi Le'olam, Ve'ech Yucha Adam Karetz, Mechoyim L'Stab HaShem Yisbarach Ein Sof. How is it possible that we can say Hashem, a man, a basar of Adam, flesh and blood, should connect to cling to Hashem, which was infinite? Us, we're totally finite and frail. How do we do it? It's not about us, which is it's not about my strengths and my needs and my desires. Now, I will just say, it's a little subtle, because part of serving Hashem, which is not really, is channeling our personal desires to Hashem. But that really is, it's not about us. I mean, of course, let's say on Shabbos, someone likes to learn Tanakh and someone likes to learn Gemara. So you need to learn both. But you need to do what speaks to you. Some people like gefilte fish, and some people, even on Shabbos, don't like fish, period. So it's not like you're going to bend yourself into a pretzel, but you sanctify. It's not, everything I'm doing, I'm only doing because Hashem wants me to do this. Understand? Hashem wants me to do based on who I am, but it's only what Hashem wants me to do. That's what Shabbos, and everything about it's on the highest level, which we've discussed in Shabbos Malchus, which I'm not going to reiterate with this. The main thing in Shabbos is levata hayesh legamri, to give up what you want and do what Hashem wants and can connect to Hashem. Levata ko elav esparach. V'rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, shagil etachas habitul hagamor. He got this. He got to, you know, what we were, this Midah of Shabbos, which was really, which was Adam before the first Shabbos, before the sin. And the Iker Gila of Rashbi, Asher Himshech, the Gila or Rashi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai spread this love of Hashem. By the way, the Zohar is filled with how Hashem loves us, and there's always light, there's always hope. I will say one thing, not our topic, but just know one thing, that the whole tshuva movement, which has been, you know, whether it's the past 50 years, which has been hundreds of thousands of Bali tshuva, mostly in Israel, but also in America, maybe in Israel it could even be millions, so many Sephardim have come back. It all relies, it's all about Kabbalah. It's all about that wherever you are, you can always, Hashem loves you, and you can come back. There's always a light, there's a pentalia, there's a holiness of every Jew. Again, this could be abused in the wrong way. But Kabbalah is all about the greatness of who we are as individuals, the power that we have, the abilities that we have. We're not stuck who we are. You can always change, you can always be better. Hashem loves us tremendously at all times. And Shimon Bar Yochai was is the Fnei Mishnah Tara, who you purify yourself. Ashreichem Yisrael, right? Praised are you, the Jewish people. Hashem will allow you to get better. And in Shimon Bar Yochai, because he came back to this level which was all pure, it was Megilu or Yakros Aflok, how much Hashem loves us, Kashav Hashayach, and especially connected to Shabbos, which is all about the oneness about us and Hashem, which we've discussed. Like husband and wife in intimacy. That's how we are with Hashem, particularly on Shabbos. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is called Shabbos. Now we know that on Shabbos, B'nei Goydol Ha'or Shalah, Shabbos is so halig, so holy, and there's such a divine light on Shabbos. Baruchim U'mestalkin Kol Koichas HaTra'achas. So the guy who during the weekday wastes his time on the computer, on the internet, or chas v'shalom looks at improper things, or the guy who has no time to learn because he's so worried about his computer chip, the holy computer chip, chas v'shalom, that he can't, in the middle of the day, or in the morning by daf yomi, he's writing about the chip, or at night, in the middle of Marav, he's thinking about the chip or the program, right? And his head's all over on Shabbos. It's not just that the cessation of work, of course, that empowers it. There's an aura which you can become totally, no, it's all about Hashem. Nitzke of Hashem. It's all about Hashem. That's because it's tremendous light. Right? You can be removed from the corporal, from the mundane. A person can totally connect to Hashem. And that's because also this light of Shabbos is mistalkim, the sitra achar, can be completely removed. When Shabbos comes, says that the Sitrachar is pushed away, right? It's divine. It's like when the king is there, the kosher guzim ari de dina. It's not a time of judgment, by the way. We discuss this in a different shiurim. We don't punish on Shabbos. It's not demand. It's not 100% need to. It's not a time of judgment. It's a time of Hashem's love for us and connection. Yes, v'chil shalom takas hadinim, and therefore Shabbos atones for us. Which we, again, the odds we discussed before, it's Abtakas Adim, it sweetens any judgments. Umestalkin, and the it's hard to speak, runs away. Shabbos Kodesh, in Abtakas Adim, it's not just the sweetening of judgment, but the Ur of Shabbos, if a person taps in correctly, is so great, is so powerful, that the judgments itself run away. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the pasuk says in Yeshaya that at the, I think it's the second parak. This is called the parak. I think it's the second parak. I recently learned in Yeshaya, Isaiah. Second parak, that when the Yom HaDin HaGadol, when the final judgment comes, that those who denied Hashem, all of the heretics, all of the idolaters, anyone involved, they're going to run from the lights and hide. And they have it's going to just see the light of. The light of truth will make them run. So it's too, like the Shabbos, the light of Shabbos. It's like that Yom, like the final revelation. It's you see Hashem. So that a person, if they're tapped into that light, the same stupid Yitzhar they have on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's not there on Shabbos. They're able to do and accomplish it way, 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 way more on Shabbos. The Efsher, Rabbi Shimon Chai is that. Yochani, Rabbi Shimon Chai says, I can exempt the Talmud and the Sukkah. I get the whole world out of jinn, out of judgment. The Hashay Etzlo, it was so much light, so much holiness, that when you were Rabbi Shimon Chai, you couldn't sin. It was obvious of the stupidities of getting angry at your, you would see a person, okay? If you ever see a person get angry at their spouse, okay, usually it's either they're out of control, or they think no one's looking, or something like that. When you really imagine, I once saw Chaim Shmulevitz was once talking about Hakara Satov, the Mir Rosh Hashiva Mashkiach, the Mir, it's Mr. Tzadik. So he was once talking about how much you owe your spouse. In his case, it was a wife. So he's talking to the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he just started crying. He couldn't even finish it. How much do you owe? Now, you gotta scream at your spouse because they burnt supper, right? Like, are you nuts? Are you crazy? So if you have a light, if you understand, if you see like a Chaim Shmulevitz sitting there crying, how much a car thought about it, it goes both ways, husband's wife, wife's husband. How in the world do you get upset? Like, are you crazy? To a parent, a person screams at their parents, disrespectful to the parent. If you have that light of what your parents did for you, right, you're going to go ahead and shul and talk in the middle of davening. Do you know what davening is? Your whole life is davening. Right? So when you have light, you can't sin. It's like obvious. It's so stupid and petty. Right? It's so fake and false that a person can sin. So I'll exempt any din. You know why? His light, and light of Kabbalah, by the way, that's in particular, is so great. Takes away the Yetzirah. So clear. Vadinim kulam ark, and therefore there's no judgment. And if there's no, then the Yetzirah is not tempted, there's no judgment. Therefore, Shimon Chai is like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos empowers you and I to get a spiritual level, and not to get caught in the narish of things, right? I walk every day now because, as I mentioned in the previous year, in the Shabbos Malkasa, the snow is finally thawed in Chicago, so I'm walking like crazy now. Nice and sunny. Right? Well, you know what? You see a lot of people that are walking? They walk with their phone to their face. I'm not joking. Chas v'shalom that they should miss one. I don't know what it's called, Instagram, or they should miss text. Or I'm not talking to Jews, but Jews also, some of them, they should, chas v'shalom, they can get lucky they don't have to walk into polls all the day long. But they're not. We look at that as a craziness, stupid, but we do that. How many people were with their phones and their calls and their texts and their WhatsApps and their emails and whatever else they're on? Shabbos, we don't even think about this. A person can't live for 2 minutes without their phone during the weekday. Shabbos, 26 hours. You don't even think about it. Because it is an aura goggle. You don't think about it. Right? You know, worry about, you need to know the news every 2 minutes. You have to refresh your internet to know exactly what's going on in the news. Shabbos, what happened to all Shabbos? You don't even think about it. It's not just that it's forbidden to the Malacha Shabbos. Shabbos is an or. There's a level, right? It's amazing to me that there are Jews who are not as religious, as usually not as knowledgeable. But they come on Shabbos. They come and they'll come to Shul. They go, what happened to Shabbos? What happened to Shabbos the whole week? The whole week, it's in war. I remember as a guy told me, he benches only on Shabbos. I'm like, what do you eat once a week? You bench? But, I mean, I can knock that from today till tomorrow, make jokes about the guy. Like, oh, I'm a human being once a day. I'm like, what in the world does it mean you bench? Okay. But the point is, it's actually, well, of course, way better than a guy never benches, never says Birkas Hamazon, never says Kriyas Shema. But why Shabbos? Shabbos is war. It's not that he's off. This guy's off on Sunday too. It's not a question of time. He's off on Sunday, right? On Sunday, he's watching college football, in the spring. Going boating or golfing, taking care of his garden. Whoa, beautiful garden. But all stupid things, which some of them can have value for the right reasons, right? But Shabbos is, there's a connection. That wise is or. So Shimon Yochai, it wasn't just Shabbos. His essence, Shimon Yochai. And by the way, we all learn Kabbalah. You mean you think I'm all in Zohar? No, we all, everything. Half a Shabbos Malchus is Zohar, by the way. Half of the Maral, we have Dester, and Amchal. It's all the order of Torah enlightens the person. And all those who Hanging out Chabad, you learn Tanya is 90%. It's 90. Kisveri, the whole thing is Kisveri Kamat, which is basically Zer. So I'll take away all the judgments. New clarity. A level where you're not going to do dumb things. You're not going to get lost. You're not going to be pulled away from the Yitzhara. That's what Rashbi is called Shabbos. That's what, by the way, by a Meiron, or we have a bonfire. Why do you do that? Because there's a light. It's not to sit there and roast marshmallows. It's because it represents the light of Torah. And in particular, the light of Torah, Rav Shmuel Rechai taught his students, which taught us. La'ayras al-bechinez ha-shal ura gola rajvi, which is light, which is the same light of Shabbos, by the way. Like Ba'omer, the light of Torah, it's the aura of chasing away stupidity and falsehood. Lord, that we're nothing, it's all about Hashem. It could have super admirable at the base of the early Islam Rabba. When he was in Meiroin, he said, he was in Meiroin, it was a weekday, he said, Good Shabbos. What does it mean to say Meiroin? On a Tuesday, he said, Good Shabbos in Meiroin, but Shur Meiroin is that we're the Kever of Shur Meiroin Chai. It's the Bechina of Kedushas HaMokom, which is Nishma Bechina Shabbos, Mekoycho de Rashbi, that the Rashbi taught you and I, and empowered you and I, how to have Shabbos during the weekday, how to have Shabbos during throughout our lives, how to have an aura, a light of Torah, which shines and chases away all the things we shouldn't be doing, right, and bring us to levels which we can never accomplish. Or Lag BaOmer is a day of tremendous simcha. Again, I just want to do one part of the Shabbos, so it's late. It's a day of tremendous simcha. If you go, you know, I've seen people that sort of see them say, the rabbis, that there's no simcha like Meiron. They don't understand why. You know, at some level, there's no simcha like Lag BaOmer. You know, wherever you are, it's a day that shouldn't be wasted. And I would just, you know, I would contend that everyone's going to have the same opportunities. I'm not a Meiron, you're not a Meiron. I'm not sure if it's a bonfire, if it is or isn't. It would be proper singing, not proper singing. It's not what you need to go to a bonfire and hang out and have a social event, to be quite frank. For Lag BaOmer, you want to have a social event, do whatever, but if you're going to go to a bonfire and sing songs of connection and understanding and dance to that but wherever you are, take as much time as possible. I would say to them, you know, learn, if you don't have the ability, listen to Shiurim, which expand the horizons on the greatness through Kabbalah of you and I, and how much Hashem loves us, and to realize that it's not about Rav Shmuel Yochai, didn't do that today. The bottom line is, Rav Shmuel Yochai gave us a whole level of understanding of Torah, of Kedusha, of holiness, of Hashem's love for us, of our own power, our own greatness, and no matter where we are, we can always improve. And that light shines till this very day, and that's something to rejoice about. Lag BaOmer, we are particular Lag BaOmer, and to increase our davening Lag BaOmer. And this year we're very, very fortunate. We go from Lag BaOmer into Shabbos, Mechayel El Chayel. So we should be zoicha for a lichtige, for a light on Lag BaOmer, and for a Shabbos. Wishing everyone a good Lag BaOmer and a good Shabbos.